For our call to worship this morning, I want to read this verse from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. It goes like this. He is a mighty Saviour. He will delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Isn't that amazing? Our God. I'll read it once more. He is a mighty Saviour. He will delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. I was thinking about Mothering Sunday, and you know how it is with babies, how mothers or those who are caring for them take the babies in their arms and they calm their cries, they calm their fears, and they sing lullabies. I can't remember how many times I sang Jesus Loves Me, This I Know to our children. And that is what God is doing over us. Isn't that amazing? He is taking us in his arms. With his love, he will calm our fears, and he's rejoicing over us. Josie will come and read the Bible reading for us, please.
The Bible reading this morning is from Isaiah 49, verses 14 to 16, from the NIV version. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me." Amen.
Short reading this morning, but an important one. I'm thinking about Mothering Sunday and mothers and what's special about mothers. And this is where I ended up. Let me read those verses again. But I'm going to read one verse earlier. The verse 13, Isaiah 49, says, "Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones." Then the reading that we had. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has borne? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved on the palms of my hands. I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me." A little bit of background here in this verse in Isaiah. Isaiah is writing before the capture of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar. And he was warning of impending disaster, impending captivity. But his words were generally ignored. He was in Jerusalem, prophesying and speaking to the king and to the people and anyone who would listen. And in that verse 14, the one that we started the reading with, in verse 14 he echoes what he's been hearing from his fellow inhabitants in Judah and in the capital city, Jerusalem. For Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." He uses that name Zion, but Zion said. And the word Zion can have a variety of meanings and they sort of merge into each other. Strictly speaking, the word Zion refers to the mountain on which Jerusalem was built, Mount Zion. Doesn't seem to be particularly relevant here. He's not talking about the mountain. But then it's often referred, the city of Jerusalem itself is often referred to as Zion. This city was captured by David when he became king, and he made it his capital, and he expanded the city of Jerusalem. And sometimes that was called Zion. And he brought the holy tabernacle into the city and established it as the center of worship for the people. And his son Solomon built the temple there in Zion, in the city of Jerusalem. So the mountain, the city, and sometimes the word Zion can refer to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. It didn't call them Jerusalemites, I don't know, but refer to them as Zion, speaking of the people themselves. That seems more relevant here. But sometimes Isaiah goes beyond talking about the inhabitants of the city of Jerusalem as Zion. He goes on to speak of Zion as the people of God throughout all ages, and then on into eternity. The eternal Zion, not just limited to a particular time and place. The eternal people of God, that's us. We are part of that Zion, that eternal Zion. Not always easy to follow which Isaiah is referring to, the inhabitants of Jerusalem or the timeless people of God. But sometimes, as we've got here, it actually applies to both. Within the physical city of Jerusalem, there were those who were truly seeking to follow the Lord. Not all of them, not many of them, but they were there. They were citizens of the physical geographic Jerusalem, but they were also citizens of the eternal city of God, the eternal Zion. And these, those that Isaiah is referring to as Zion, raise a complaint against God. But Zion said, "The Lord has forgotten me. The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." They were becoming despondent. Things were not working as they thought they ought to. "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." And so it might seem. They were under threat from invading forces and under threat from their fellow citizens at times who were not seeking to follow the Lord. It might be easy for them to say, "Why bother? God has forgotten us. What's the use of seeking to follow his ways?" And to this, the Lord replies in verse 15, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you." This is God speaking to Zion. "Though a mother may forget, I will not forget you." That's what I want us to focus on this morning for a few minutes. Thinking about what are the essential qualities of a good mother. Two qualities that come to mind are commitment and compassion. Thinking of my own mum. Good or naughty? My mum was committed to me. I knew that. She wept, she cried over my rebellion and my wickedness. And she had something to cry about. But though she wept over me, she remained committed to me, as good mothers do. It's called mother love. Regardless of how bad the child is, mother love remains committed. Commitment and compassion. If a child is suffering through their own fault or not, a good mother will be there, if possible, with compassion and care. I can remember at the age of 8 when I jumped off a bus, fractured my skull, and was in hospital for 6 weeks. And, you know, we didn't have much money in those days, but Mum made that bus journey, 7 miles, regularly, whenever she could, to come and visit me there in hospital. Such was her compassion. And then when I was 16 and had severe glandular fever, was in bed, I don't know how many weeks, can't remember, it was a vague memory. I know that Mum was there. She was there every morning to change my bed because it was drenched with my sweat through the fever. And every night, again, she was there, compassionate, committed. And the Lord says to Zion, can a mother forget her child? No mother is perfect, and it can happen with the best of mothers. Sometimes the pain inflicted by the child on the mother is too much. Sometimes the environment is so harsh that a mother neglects her child. Poverty, drink, drugs, ambition, relationships, all these can drain a mother of her love for her child. But not so the love of the Lord our God. Can a woman forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has borne? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. So these essential qualities of a good mother, commitment and compassion, are qualities of our Lord God. Commitment and compassion. There's a song that keeps coming to my mind. I won't sing it to you. I suggested it to Pam, but she said nobody would know it. Maybe you know it. Probably you don't. But it comes to my mind. Hark, my soul, it is the Lord. 'Tis thy Saviour, hear his word. Jesus speaks and speaks to thee. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? I delivered thee when bound, and when wounded, healed thy wound. Sought thee wandering, set thee right, turned thy darkness into light. Can a woman's tender care cease towards the child she bear? Yes. She may forgetful be, yet will I remember thee. Can a woman's tender care cease towards the child she bear? Yes, she may forgetful be, yet will I remember thee. Do you ever feel that the Lord has forgotten you? Be assured, if you are truly a child of God, born again by his Spirit, and having trusted in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, there is no way that the Lord will ever forget you. You may wander away. You may forget his love. But he has not forgotten you. I remember a time when one of our friends was concerned about her teenage daughter, who was not following in the way that she had been taught. And I was talking to our friend one day, and I said to her, if your daughter comes home pregnant, what will you do? Our friend burst into tears at that moment, recognizing that this was a real possibility. So I said to her, you will love her, of course. And so it happened. The daughter came home, and her mother and father continued to love her. She went right away from the Lord, and they continued to love her. But that was not the end of the story. That daughter is now a street pastor on the Isle of Wight, witnessing to the power and love of her Saviour, the Lord Jesus. That is a mother's love, and that is far greater is our Father's love. God's love for us. He has not stopped loving you for one moment. Can a mother forget the child at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has borne? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. The first verse of that song that I quoted, I like it because of the third verse. Can a woman's tender care cease towards the child she bare? Yet she may forgetful be, yet will I remember thee. But the first verse says this: Hark, my soul, it is the Lord. 'Tis thy Saviour. Hear his word. Jesus speaks and speaks to thee. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? After Peter's great failure in denying the Lord, that's what Jesus asked him. Peter, lovest thou me? Do you love me? That's what he asks. Jesus had just demonstrated the great extent of his love for Peter in dying there on the cross. And the Lord says to him, Peter, do you love me? So as we consider the greatness of his love for us, far greater than a woman's love for her child could ever be, as we consider the greatness of that love, he says, say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? Jesus speaks and speaks to thee. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? The Lord has not forgotten you, and he will not forget you. Maybe it's time for you to come back and take delight in his love, to take delight in his unfailing love, to take delight in his strong love, and to revel in his love. But he won't have me back. But whatever, his love remains the same. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me, says Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your great love. Lord, we don't understand that love, how you could love us, but you do. And you love us enough, Lord Jesus, to die there on the cross because you love us. You're committed to us and you have compassion upon us. Oh Lord, may the days of this week hammer that home to us, each one, just how much you love us. And oh Lord, draw out love from us. Challenge us to love you more. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.